I don't know where to start.
Say your name and.
My name is Maria, and I'm a very blessed person today. I met Adnan through a friend,
Roni,
and she brought me to Adnan's workshop. But before that, I had...
But she ran away when she came.
This is my first time I came, and I had so much judgment running into my head, and I was a slave to my judgments. And I came to Adnan workshops, and the sound of the music took me, and I got hypnotized by his power and his workshop. But the first thing I heard, Allah, they were chanting, I ran away immediately. I don't worship any other religion. I'm Jewish, but I have no idea what Jewish to be. It was my delusional judgment all along. And but I was looking for a solution all my life. Since I could identify with my name or knowing how to pronounce Maria, I knew there was something wrong with me. And at 6 years old, I was on my knees and praying to God. And I said, God, if you dare hear me, I need help. At 6 years old, oh my God. And for some reason, I born with these fears in me. And they were ruling my being. At school, at high school.
If you can't hear, you could come closer, people, if you like to hear more.
At high school, at college, when I got married, every time I had a tremendous fear. And one thing to another, to numb my fears, I used tremendous amount of drugs. I got into a drug addiction, very strong one. I lost access to my family and to everything that I worthwhile for me. Even to myself, to my body, I destroyed my body with drugs. And I thought I would never come back to the senses of reality because I burned myself so badly, chemically addictive, and physically I destroyed myself with chemicals because the amount of chemicals I induced in my body was a suicidal attempt every time I used to do it. But I wasn't aware of it at that time. And then after that, I met a couple of groups and I went to Buddhist religion. I did Buddhist practice before I met Adnan, actually very religiously. I did it in the morning and I did it at night. And I did prayers for probably 2 hours a day. And I was so repressed. I got to another addiction, repressing myself. One day, I was speaking to one of my friends, and I told her on the phone, I said, this is not enough. This is not the solution. I can't be Buddhist. I can't be frozen in my meditation. I can't contemplate that I don't want to contemplate. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be frozen. I don't want to be that, they say in Buddhist, you cannot act on your desires. You cannot have any sense of anything. You just have to be totally disattached. But I didn't know how to disattach from those desires. I was just repressing myself in meditation. I'm coming to Adnan. I was totally frozen. My body couldn't move at all. They did sitting meditation the way we do in a movement, and my hips starting to hurt because my hips was never open. And one thing to another, I came to a Sufi camp. And at that time, I was a very heavy smoker and a coffee drinker. Love chocolate, love crispy junk food. Ah, so much of it. It was amazing. The thought of it makes me sick today. I was such a slave to this KFC chicken and burgers, and I liked very, very fried chicken, so it should be dark, and oh my God. It's attractive, it's just so. And then coming to Adnan's workshop in Kentucky, before New Mexico, I stopped eating this junk food immediately after 2 days of his workshop. I starting to see life as what it is, and I starting to see that I need help, and I need help from Adnan Sarhan, because I have first time in my life I starting to have hope, an internal hope, not intellectual hope, but internal hope. And I came to Sufi camp, and at first I was very angry, and then I got very happy very quickly. There was a transformation happening to me in 3 weeks. The habit was in me about cigarettes was, it was my mother, it was my kids, it was everything had worthwhile for me, because cigarettes was always next to me. It never left me alone and never abandoned me. It always get me that relief. And one day I was dancing. I remember Danny was playing drums in a gazebo after dancing. And I was dancing into such a state, on total trance. And in the morning, I'm waking up, and I want to get that cigarette in my mouth. And something pulled me completely. I couldn't smoke anymore. I couldn't even see myself as a smoker anymore. I wanted to be free from it. And then immediate, like there was no, I had no shakes, I had no sweats, I had no anger. I had no thought about cigarettes. I was done. And it had been removed from me. I had no effort put in that. That was really amazing. Something really amazing. And I had quit cigarettes. I can't even say that I quit cigarettes. It has been taken away from me. That's the right way to put it. After that, I'm in a Sufi camp, and I'm identifying my insane head. I read so much philosophy, I read so much psychology, sociology, to bring myself to a point that maybe knowledge will help me and prevent me from my disaster, my inner bugs that eats me alive. Maybe I'll have an intellectual solution. And trust me, I read a lot of books, a lot of things. I know intellectually I could be Jesus Christ. From now on, if you'll put me in an intellectual person, I could be Jesus Christ, even better. But I could never bring that knowledge to my inner heart. You know, that knowledge was just knowledge. It was in my head. I could never connect here to my heart. And just one day I'm awakened to my heart. That's when after I quit cigarettes, I starting to feel things, my senses starting to become real for the first time. I started to dance. I never knew, you know, I always was dancing in my head. But I could never express that through my body because there was so much blockages, and it had been removed in workshops. And just one day, I'm dancing and I'm realizing my body is moving like it never moved before. I collapsed at first because I couldn't believe that there is something like that could exist. My stomach starting to move in a way like a snake does and like a nature does, and I become one with it. I was like, oh my God, this is something else. How could it happen to me? I could feel it at this moment as I'm talking to it. My hands are moving, my hair is moving, my head is moving, my tippy toe is moving, everything, the music entered to my heart and is dancing inside my belly, and the music is like everywhere, everything is just shaking. I was just, oh my God, how could it happen to me? And I check myself, am I delusional? Am I, what happening? Am I in an illusion that I'm dancing this way? But then somebody came to me, it's like, you were so magical, Maria. You were dancing so beautiful. It was so nice to look at you. And I'm coming home. I used to be an emotional wreck. And that means I used to go to crying benders for 3 days in a row. I was just crying and crying and crying. 3-4 days, and it never happened to me again. You know what? I'm coming home to New York, and